Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus. I am here with Dr. Tanya Elliott. We are ready to go whenever you are.
Yeah, we're all set. This will be still airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Beautiful. All right. I'm going to patch you through in one moment.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, no, I called the wrong one.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hi, Cyrus. Sorry, I called you from the wrong phone. All right, patching you through
okay.
In one moment.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Cyrus.
Hello, Dr. Elliott. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Great.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our online affiliates, thanks to iHeartRadio and Amazon Music. We're glad you all could join us as well. Well, it is that time of year, of course, that all of us are doing our best to stay safe and, of course, to avoid some of the things that's going on out there, especially when it comes to cold and flu season. But we do know that when it comes to family members in particular, when one goes down with something, sometimes everyone becomes on edge. In fact, there's a recent survey, it's called Sick Day Agenda, that found that 60% of families say that within 48 hours of one family member getting sick, everyone in the house falls sick as well. If you're looking for some practical tips on how you can be able to stay safe, as well as, of course, to be supportive of the family, we're excited to welcome back Dr. Tanya Elliott to our broadcast today. She's going to share with you guys not only some tips, but also let you know where you can go for more information as well. Dr. Elliott, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So this is something that is so important. I mentioned the survey. We'll start there. How are families navigating the challenges of sickness in the home these days?
Well, the one poll survey showed that more than 50% of people will tell their job or their school right away that they've come down with something. 50% of people will monitor their family members for symptoms. And I actually like the statistic of what people do. 71% actually find comfort in shared TV time. So if you're sick, you know what? Just snuggle on the couch, hang out, watch some Netflix, and just relax and spend the time together. Silver lining, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, Dr. Elliott, I think for our audience out there, and we recently experienced this in my own home as well, you know, people, when someone isn't feeling the best, of course, you want to be supportive, but also you're thinking about how you can stay safe too. What are some ways to keep everyone in the home healthy this season?
Well, there's a couple of things. Even before we get sick, right, keeping your house a shoe-free zone, people oftentimes don't think about all the stuff that's on the bottom of your shoes, but you're basically tracking in dirt, viruses, and bacteria throughout the house. And then similarly, make sure you shower after work or school because, again, you could be bringing in viruses on your hair and on your skin. So you want to make sure you just kind of hose down right when you come inside. I always say to my patients, never skip a nighttime shower. Otherwise, you're basically bringing all that into the house, and then you're sleeping on it overnight and increases your likelihood of getting sick.
Wow, interesting. And I don't think most of us do think about that. That's a really good tip to remember. So if it does happen then and someone in the home does become sick, what is it that we should do, especially if we're at the beginning stages of they're not feeling the best?
Well, the one poll survey showed what people do. 70% of them will reach for something over the counter. But it could be a very confusing place when you're at the pharmacy and you're looking at the OTC aisle. So when used as directed, Delsym products can provide up to 12 hours of long-lasting relief so you can rest and recharge. And then the other thing, chicken soup. There's really something to be said for that. It can soothe your sore throat. It can hydrate you. So I'm a big fan of chicken soup, too.
I'm going to have some myself today as well. My family has just gotten over some things when it comes to the cold season. So I'm definitely looking forward to it for myself. Dr. Elliott, you always come through for us. Again, everyone, Dr. Tonya Elliott has been our guest, helping you guys to stay safe and healthy, especially during this cold and flu season. You mentioned, of course, Delsym products. Where can our audience go for more information?
They can check out Delsym.com.
All right. We'll make sure that we link that up for our audience. And Dr. Elliott, looking forward to our next chat together.
Same here. Thanks so much.
More than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of a music and news segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.